You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 29th, and once again, we had playoff hockey and playoff basketball last night, along with some great games in the MLB and the WNBA, so let's talk about it. We will start off in Dallas, where we had Game 4 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals between the Mavs and the Timberwolves. The Mavs came into this one leading the series 3-0, looking for the sweep and their chance to take on the Celtics in the finals, who already completed a sweep of their own over the Pacers on Monday night. But Minnesota would not go away easy in this one, as they jumped out to a 27-20 lead after the first quarter. But Dallas went on a run of their own in the second, and they tied it up at the half at 49 all. And the rest of the second half was pretty much back and forth, about as close as you can get the rest of the way. But the difference down the stretch was three Karl Anthony Towns threes that pushed Minnesota ahead, giving them the 105-100 victory. And this was such a stark contrast after Cat was clowned all Monday after going 0-for-8 from three on Sunday night. But he came out and he silenced the crowd, silenced the haters. And now the Timberwolves will get a Game 5 back in Minnesota on Thursday night. Cat finished with 25 points, 20 of those coming in the second half, including all of those threes. And Anthony Edwards was just an assist shy of a triple-double, and he had 29 points, even though it took him 25 shots to get there. Luka and Kyrie came back down to earth a little bit as they combined to go just 13-for-39 from the field. But with that being said, Luka's stat line still looked pretty good at the end of the night, as he did finish with a triple-double that included 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. But over in the NHL, we had Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals with the Panthers down 2-1, hosting the Rangers. And New York struck first with a power play goal just 9 minutes into the game. But two second period goals from Bennett and Verhaeghe gave the Panthers the lead heading into the third. The Rangers tied it up quickly, though, on a Lafreniere goal just 3 minutes into the final period. And that's all the scoring we would have in regulation, as this one went to overtime for the third straight game in this series. And the Rangers won the last two, but the Panthers finally got the better of them in this one, as Reinhardt scored a power play goal just over a minute into the extra frame, giving Florida the win and tying the series at two games apiece. Game 5 will be back in New York on Thursday night, and who knows, maybe we'll get our fourth straight overtime game in that one as well. But anyway, over in the MLB, we had a ton of games yesterday, with some of the notable ones including a doubleheader between the Dodgers and the Mets in New York. LA had lost 5 straight coming into the day, and the Mets had a 2-0 lead heading into the 8th inning, but then they gave up a run in the 8th, a run in the 9th, and then 3 more in the 10th, as the Dodgers would win the first one 5-2, and then they kept the momentum going in Game 2 as they got 7 scoreless from Gavin Stone alongside homers from Smith and Vargas that gave them the 3-0 shutout for the doubleheader sweep. We also had the Braves beating the Nationals 2-0 thanks to 8 shutout innings from Max Fried in his 5th win of the season. The Cubs and the Brewers then went to extras tied at 1, but they would combine to score 7 in the 10th, but the first 5 of those went to the Cubs in the top half of the inning, so they get the win 6-3 in Milwaukee. Rafael Devers went 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs and a run in the Red Sox 8-3 win over the Orioles. And then we got 20 runs in Denver as the Guardians beat the Rockies 13-7 on a night where Cleveland's 3-4-5 hitters combined for 7 hits, 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 10 runs scored. Just a phenomenal night for Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, and David Fry. They also got 3 hits from their DH, Kyle Manzardo, as well. So just a huge night for the Guardians as they beat the Rockies on the road. Over in the WNBA, the Sun crushed the Mercury 70-47 to improve to 6-0 on the season, and that's good for the best record in the league so far. The Sparks then beat the Fever 88-82 despite 30 points, 6 assists, and 3 blocks from Caitlin Clark. Indiana is now 1-7 on the season. They still have yet to win a game at home. And then in the final game of the night, the Storm got 21 points from Skylar Diggins-Smith and 19 from Jewel Lloyd to beat the Sky 77-68 for their fourth win of the season. In other news, Nico Collins and the Texans agreed to a 3-year deal yesterday worth over $72 million, with $52 million of that guaranteed. And obviously, this is a great deal for Collins, but CJ Stroud has to be thrilled as well as they lock down one of his favorite targets for the foreseeable future. They did trade for Stephon Diggs as well this offseason, but they revoided the remaining 3 years on his deal, so they only have him guaranteed for the upcoming season. And they also have Tank Dell on his rookie contract coming into his second year after what was looking to be a great rookie season before he broke his leg in week 13. So a ton of weapons for the Texans this upcoming season because they also brought in Joe Mixon and they still have Dalton Schultz at tight end as well. So they have a chance to be really, really good and build off of CJ Stroud's great rookie year where he threw for 4,100 yards and 23 touchdowns while being named Rookie of the Year. But with that being said, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.